Shavuos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hay. This Mishnah will discuss a process that used to be done to unripe figs. They would rub them with oil and then make holes in them in order to get them to ripen faster. The Mishnah tells us that Sochin as hapagim, you're able to rub oil on pagim, on unripe figs, umenakvim osan, and to make holes in them so that the oil can enter and then help it ripen. You can do that ad Rosh Hashanah, until Rosh Hashanah. There's no iser of Tosefes Shvias on this activity. Now, Pagei Erev Shvias, Shenichnasu LaShvias, this is something similar but slightly different. This is unripe figs on Erev Shvias, Shenichnasu LaShvias, that only will ripen not before Rosh Hashanah, as the first group that we just mentioned, but rather these will only ripen on Shvias itself, which is going to make it forbidden for you to put this process of oil on them, etc., because you will be benefiting Peros of Shvias, which you're not allowed to do. They're not considered fruits of Shvias, they're considered fruits of, they're not considered fruits of Erev Shvias, they're considered fruits of Shvias. Now, Vishal Shvias Yatsu L'Matzoi Shvias, also, fruits of Shvias that only ripen on Matzoi Shvias, Lo Sachin V'lo Menakvin Osan. Both groups, both the ones that from Erev Shvias that will ripen only on Shvias, or those that start off in Shvias but only ripen on Matzoi Shvias, you cannot rub them with oil, and you cannot make holes in them for the oil to enter. Now, as we mentioned, the reason you cannot do this to the ones entering into Shvias is because you are benefiting and doing something on behalf of the fruits of Shvias, which you can't do. And you also cannot do this process to those that ripen on Matzoi Shvias, because they have, these peros have Kedusha Shvias, and with Kedusha Shvias you can only eat them, you cannot do different processes to them. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Makom shenohagu lasuch. It depends. In a place where the minig was that they would rub oil onto the pagim, ain on sachin. Then you're not allowed to do it. Mivneishi avoda, because that's considered an avoda, and therefore if you have a pagim from erev shvias that are only going to ripen on shvias, if you're going to rub oil on them, that's considered to be an avoda on with shvias fruit. But makom shenagu shelo lasuch, but in a place where the minig is not to do sicha to it, not to rub oil on it, sach, and there you're allowed to, because it's not considered to be an avoda, it's considered just to be some sort of a casual activity. However, this point of Rabbi Yehuda, that it's dependent on the minhag, is only relevant to the pagi erev shvias, only to the fruits that coming from erev shvias into shvias. Whether or not it's considered a forbidden activity to fruits of Shvias. However, when it comes to the Matzoi Shvias, where it's not relevant, the issue there is not that you're doing an activity of on Shemitah, but rather it's simply whether or not you are conducting with the fruits properly in terms of Kedusha Shvias, that issue is not relevant, the fact that it's a minig or not a minig. You can't do it in any event, because there's a limit to what you're allowed to do with Peros Shvias because of Kedusha Shvias. And this issue of whether or not it's a minig, whether it's considered an avoda or not, is not relevant to that halacha. Rabbi Shimon Matir Ba'ilan. Rabbi Shimon says that it's permissible to do avoda to the Ilan itself on Matzoi Shvias. And that's because, even though it may have Peros Shvias connected to it, which are subject to the laws of Kedusha Shvias, he's permitted to do work in the tree itself. That doesn't affect the Kedusha Shvias of the Peros. Here you're doing something directly to the tree, and that's permissible on Matzoi Shvias, because on Matzoi Shvias, the laws of doing work on Shvias are not relevant. Kedusha Shvias applies to the fruits, but here you're not addressing the fruits directly, only the tree.